Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu confers Padma Awards during civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Leaders of major political parties intensify campaign for remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar meets Maldivian counterpart in New Delhi, says development of ties between the two nations based on reciprocal sensitivity. In Tamil Nadu, 9 people killed in a blast at a cracker factory in Sivakasi. And in women's T20 cricket, India sweeps series 5-0 after a 21-run win in the final match against Bangladesh Shillets today. President Draupadi Murmu today presented the Padma Awards. At the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi, the President conferred Padma Vibhushan upon renowned artist Dr. Vaijayantimala Bali and Telugu film actor Konidela Chiranjeevi. The first woman Supreme Court judge in Asia, M. Fatima Bibi, was also presented with Padma Bhushan posthumously. Renowned cardiologist Dr. Ashwin Balachand Mehta and veteran political leader O. Rajagopal were also given the third highest civilian honour. Togdan Rinpoche was also given Padma Bhushan posthumously for his exemplary contribution to the field of spiritualism. Padma Shri was conferred upon Roshna Chinnappa for her contribution to the field of sports. K. Chellamal received the Padma Shri Award in the field of agriculture. Hindustani classical vocalist Somdat Bhattu and sculptor A. Velu Anandachari also received Padma Shri, amongst others. A report.
Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in 3 categories, Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. The awards are given in various disciplines and fields of activities including art, social work, public affairs, science and engineering, trade and industry, medicine, literature and education, sports and civil service. The awards are announced on the occasion of Republic Day every year. The President had presented 3 Padma Vibhushan, 8 Padma Bhushan and 55 Padma Shri awards in last month. Suparna Sekia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Leaders of various political parties are holding rallies across states for the remaining phases of the Lok Sabha elections. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah today campaigned in the Bhongir Lok Sabha constituency in Telangana. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed election rallies at Narsapur in Andhra Pradesh and Sarur Nagar in Telangana this evening. BRS chief K. Chandrasekhar Rao is holding a roadshow in Karim Nagar, Telangana. In Uttar Pradesh, hectic political campaigning is going on. Senior BJP leader and party president Jagat Prakash Nadda campaigned in the state today in a political gathering in Fatehpur. He said the NDA government has worked for the development in the last 10 years.
मोदी जी ने 10 साल में जाति को धत्ता दिखाया, क्षेत्रवाद को धत्ता दिखाया, ये वोट बैंक की तुष्टीकरण के साथ लोहा लिया और विकासवाद की राजनीति को आगे बढ़ाया और मंत्र रखा सबका साथ, सबका विकास, सबका विश्वास, सबका प्रयास. राजनीति का चाल, चरित्र, परिभाषा, संस्कृति सब बदल डाली. आज रिपोर्ट कार्ड की राजनीति हो गई है.
The BJP party president also held a political rally in Chitrakoot. Later in the evening, he held a meeting of senior party functionaries of Lucknow, Unnao, Mohanlal Ganj and Rai Bareli Lok Sabha constituencies and of the MLAs and MLCs of the constituencies which are going for poll in the fourth phase of the election. Senior BJP leader and candidate from Lucknow constituency, Rajnath Singh, addressed gatherings of intellectuals. Senior party leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, also addressed rallies in Lakhimpur Kheri and Sitapur districts. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed a rally in Bahraich today and said the BJP is working against the farmers and youth of the country. He campaigned in Thorara and Lakhimpur Kheri constituencies. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra campaigned in Rai Bareli constituency today and said that wherever her party has come to power, it fulfilled all its promises made in the manifesto, and the same will be done here also.
कांग्रेस पार्टी ने जहां जहां हमने चुनाव लड़ा है और जहां हम जीते हैं प्रदेशों में, आप पता कर लीजिए, जानकारी खुद ले लीजिए, मेरी बातों पे नहीं, कि जो गारंटी हमने चुनाव से पहले दी थी क्या हमने उनको पूरी की कि नहीं। छत्तीसगढ़ में हमने कहा था हम किसानों के कर्ज माफ करेंगे, माफ हुए। कर्नाटका में हमने कहा था कि महिलाओं के खाते में 2,000 रूपए हर महीने में हम डलवाएंगे, डल रहे हैं आज भी।
Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati also addressed a rally in Kannauj district today and attacked the BJP. She said the Saffron Party is taking the same steps which ousted the Congress government. The Congress today continued its attack on Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi over his allegation that the party has a deal with two top industrialists. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Supriya Sinhade said it was Congress leader Rahul Gandhi who consistently questioned the two business groups, unlike the BJP leader, who she alleged was in a quid pro quo relationship with them. In Gujarat, the Election Commission has announced re-polling at Parthampur polling station in Santarampur in Dahod seat today over irregularity in the polling process. The re-polling will be held on Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Briefing media in Gandhinagar today, Joint CEO A.B. Patel said the decision was taken based on the irregularity report filed by the returning officer after receiving a complaint over a viral video. He added that 6 persons, including 4 from the polling staff on duty at Parthampur polling booths on polling day, were suspended. Secunderabad is not only one of the biggest Lok Sabha constituencies in Telangana, but also the constituency where the highest number of 45 candidates are in the fray. Our correspondent says the attention of the entire country is on Secunderabad, as the highest number of candidates made the triangular fight tough between BJP, BRS and Congress.
Union Minister and BJP State President G. Kishan Reddy is seeking re-election from Secunderabad, where over 21 lakh electors are going to decide the political landscape of the constituency. After the state formation in 2014, BJP consolidated its hold by winning the seat twice in a row with reasonably high majority. Former State Minister Danam Nagender of the Congress and former Deputy Speaker Padma Rao Gowd of the BRS are giving fierce fight to wrest the seat from the BJP. 42 more candidates from other parties, including BSP and a large number of independents, also making their efforts to win Secunderabad. All 3 candidates from major parties have campaigned in the constituency in its length and breadth and making all-out efforts to reach out to each and every household. Various issues like central development funds, unfulfilled poll promises by the Congress and housing, among others, have come for discussion during the high-pitch campaign. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
Withdrawal of candidature for the 6th phase of the Lok Sabha polls ended today. A total of 58 parliamentary constituencies in 6 states and 2 union territories will go to poll in this phase on the 25th of this month. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
लोक निर्णय 2024
आम चुनावों पर विशेष कार्यक्रम
हर शाम 7 बजे से और पुनः प्रसारण रात 9:30 बजे से आकाशवाणी गोल्ड पर
चुनावी गतिविधियों की खबर देश के हर अंचल पर नजर
विशेषज्ञों की राय और विश्लेषण
दुनिया के सबसे बड़े लोकतंत्र के चुनावी पर्व में सुनिए
लोक प्रसारक के साथ लोक निर्णय 2024
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Air India Express has reinstated 25 of its senior crew members who were terminated in the case related to the cancellation of flights. The cabin crew withdrew the strike, after which the airline agreed to look into issues raised by them. Around 80 Air India Express flights were cancelled following mass sick leave taken by several crew members without prior information. Today also, 85 of its flights remained cancelled. Those affected may opt for a full refund or reschedule to a later date. Air India Express also confirmed that it will be operating 283 flights today, with Air India assisting it on 20 routes. In Tamil Nadu, the casualty numbers have increased to 9 in the cracker factory blast at Chengalpattu, Sivakasi, Virudhunagar district. Another 12 workers, including 7 women, were severely wounded in the incident. The number of fatalities may further increase in the accident. Police have registered a case against the owner of the factory. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the tragic incident. India has seen the second most significant decline of 7.82% in the majority population, only next to Myanmar, within the immediate South Asian neighbourhood from 1950 to 2015. A working paper of the Economic Advisory Council to the Prime Minister, EACPN, said India has witnessed an increase in the share of minority groups, Muslim, Christian, Buddhist and Sikh, and a decline in the share of Jains and Parsis. The PM panel said the Hindu population share was 84.68% in 1950, which came down to 78.06% in 2015. Between 1950 and 2015, the Muslim population increased by 43.15% and the Christian population rose by 5.38%. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Foreign Minister of the Maldives Musa Zamir discussed all aspects of the India-Maldives bilateral relationship, regional and security issues in their meeting in New Delhi today. The External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said both the ministers also looked at several other issues that form part of an overall engagement, including capacity building, training and disaster relief. Regarding the last batch of personnel in the Maldives, the spokesperson said both the Maldives and India have been engaged for quite some time to see how best to continue the operation of the aviation platforms. On the 16 sailors on the ship MSC Aries in Iran, the spokesperson said India is in touch with the Iranian government to get them released as early as possible. He said their return depends on their contractual obligations. On three Indians arrested in Canada in terrorist Hardeep Singh Nijjar's killing, the spokesperson said Canada has informed India about the arrest. In a reply to another query, the spokesperson said a chartered flight from Dubai landed in Kingston, Jamaica, with several Indians on board. He said they had prior travel and hotel bookings, but local authorities were not satisfied with them as tourists. Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra is on a two-day official visit to Bangladesh. He arrived in Dhaka on Wednesday evening. Our correspondent reports that this was his first official visit to Bangladesh after the formation of the new government in January this year.
Indian Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra arrived in Dhaka on Wednesday evening. This morning, Foreign Secretary called on Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and Foreign Minister Dr. Hassan Mahmood. He also met his Bangladesh counterpart Masood bin Momen. The Ministry of External Affairs said that the visit to Bangladesh is keeping in line with the highest priority accorded to India's neighborhood first policy. During the visit, Foreign Secretary reviewed the wide-ranging bilateral relationship including political and security, water, trade and investment, power and energy, defense, connectivity and sub-regional corporation. Naval Sangh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Uttarakhand will embark on its famed Char Dham Yatra tomorrow. It will begin with the opening of Kedarnath Dham's portals in the morning. The sacred portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri shrines will also open tomorrow, followed by the opening of the Badrinath Dham on Sunday. We have a report.
The Char Dham Yatra will begin tomorrow in the state with the opening of the portals of Kedarnath Dham. To celebrate the same, the Kedarnath Dham has been adorned with vibrant marigold flowers, enhancing its divine ambience. The portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri Shrine will also open tomorrow afternoon, while the date for the opening of the gates of Badrinath Dham is set for May 12th. Today, a convoy of 135 buses was flagged off from Rishikesh, ferrying 4,050 devotees to the sacred pilgrimage sites. Meanwhile, the state government has made elaborate arrangements for the convenience of the devotees in view of the Char Dham Yatra. This year, state government has made mandatory registration for the Yatra and over 22 lakh devotees have already registered for the Char Dham Yatra so far. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
On to sports, in women's T20 cricket, India completed a 5-0 series sweep after a 21-run win in the fifth and final match against Bangladesh in Sylhet today. Chasing a target of 157 runs, Bangladesh made 135 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. In IPL cricket, the match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Punjab Kings is underway in Dharamshala. Royal Challengers Bengaluru were 154 for 3 in 14.2 overs when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu confers Padma Awards during civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Leaders of major political parties intensify campaign for remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar meets Maldivian counterpart in New Delhi, says development of ties between the two nations based on reciprocal sensitivity. In Tamil Nadu, 9 people killed in a blast at a cracker factory in Sivakasi. And in women's T20 cricket, India sweep series 5-0 after a 21-run win in the final match against Bangladesh at Shillett today. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.